This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea is at it again, acknowledging Tuesday that it conducted a test firing of tactical guided missiles in its fourth round of missile launches this month. That announcement came a day after South Korea's military detected the North launching two ballistic missiles into the sea. North Korea has warned of stronger action after the Biden administration last week imposed fresh sanctions over its continued weapons tests. Some experts say that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is reviving Pyongyang's old playbook and brinksmanship to extract concessions from Washington and neighbors as his severely sanctioned economy continues to decay under pandemic-related difficulties. Russian soldiers took part in tactical exercises in a Rostov region near the Ukrainian border on Monday. They conducted exercises on engineering, exploration, fortification, and mining in the area. Russia has perturbed the West by building up troops near Ukraine and demanded that Washington pledge not to let Ukraine join NATO or expand the military alliance eastward, stipulation the United States refuses to accept. Thick ash on an airport runway was delaying aid deliveries to the Pacific island nation of Tonga, where significant damage was being reported days after a huge undersea volcanic eruption and tsunami. New Zealand's military is sending much-needed drinking water and other supplies, but said the ash on the runway will delay the flight at least a day. The towering ash clouds and Saturday's eruption had prevented earlier flights. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A drone attack claimed by Yemen's Houthi rebels targeting a key oil facility in Abu Dhabi killed three people on Monday and sparked a fire at Abu Dhabi's international airport. Emirati police identified the dead as two Indian nationals and one Pakistani. Six people were also wounded at an industrial area where Abu Dhabi's state-owned energy company runs a pipeline network in an oil tanker storage facility. A senior Emirati diplomat, Anwar Gargash, blamed the Houthis for the attack, saying on Twitter that Emirati authorities were handling the rebel group's vicious attack on some civilian facilities in the United Arab Emirates capital with transparency and responsibility. As he fights for his career, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has one constant refrain, that is, wait for Sue Gray. Gray is a senior but previously obscure civil servant who may hold Johnson's political future in her hands. She has the job of investigating allegations that the prime minister and his staff attended lockdown flouting parties on government property. Gray is due to report by the end of the month on claims government staff held late-night soirees, bring your own booze parties and wine time Fridays. While Britain was under coronavirus restrictions in 2020 and 2021, the allegations have spawned public anger and mockery, prompted some in the governing Conservative Party to call for Johnson's resignation. An Israeli hospital says that preliminary research indicates a fourth dose of the coronavirus vaccine provides only limited defense against the Omicron variant that's raging around the world. Sheba Hospital says the additional dose has boosted people's levels of antibodies but not prevented them from being infected with the latest variant. One doctor is the director of the hospital's infectious disease unit and said that the vaccine offers less protection versus Omicron. Israel is battling a wave of Omicron that has sent infections to record levels. Government says that it's shortening quarantine requirements from 7 to 5 days in order to help keep the economy running. Chinese President Xi Jinping said Monday that his country will send an additional 1 billion doses of COVID-19 vaccine to other countries, calling for global cooperation to tackle the pandemic and other challenges while urging other powers to discard a Cold War mentality, a veiled swipe at the United States. Xi touted China's efforts to share vaccines, fight climate change, and promote development in the opening speech of the virtual gathering hosted by the World Economic Forum. The online event is being held after the group put off its annual meeting in Davos, Switzerland because of the coronavirus pandemic. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.